One thing, very quick thing I'll bring up is a question had been raised to me about visiting the property.
Yeah.
I would discourage you from doing that, but if you happen to be familiar with the property, make sure that you mention it when you're discussing, you know, or having the hearing. And typically, the best way to do it is maybe if there's a, when you ask a question, say, you know, I'm familiar with this property.
Familiar with the area?
Yeah, I know, like Mr. Mills brought up, there was a cell tower recently that, hey, I'm familiar with the area. I, you know, live there, and, you know, there's, you know, those kind of things are okay. But what I would not like to see, and I don't think you all, I can't recall a time where this has happened, but I just mentioned it as caution. If it comes up at, like, in the, after the record's closed and you're doing your motions, you know, well, I was out there, or I saw that, you know, we can't be doing that. So, and I can't, like I said, I can't recall a time where that's come up, but it's just a reminder.
When you sent me up, when the board sent me up to Dover for that class, someone in Kent County, I believe, on the board had asked that same question, and the attorney turned around and says, no. He was very emphatic. He said, no, you're not allowed to go out and look at the sites. And the guy said, well, how am I supposed to know? He says, well, you're a judge. And you don't see judges out looking at data. You're supposed to go by the evidence.
True, but...
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. This is what the state attorney said to us, too. And I went, wow.
Right. You know,
these people were asking the same question in other counties.
But even judges have common sense. And even judges,
well,
and even judges live in an area and experience things, and they will base their judgment.
But I think, like Jamie just said, he had no alternative but to say
right.
No.
Right.
You know.
Maybe.
He didn't say use common sense. He didn't say anything like that. But I was just wanted to know. It's just something that, yeah. You know, that I learned up there that
it's hard not to.
For being told
right.
Too.
You know, we all live in.
Yeah, we live in the area. And it's, yeah.
But. I like to talk to two county councilmen. They go look at cases. Planning and zoning go look at cases.
They're
he said, there's no reason why we cannot go look at a case. If it's not every case, but if you've got 20 people against it, 20 people for it, he said, that don't hurt a thing to go look. But like Jamie said, I'm familiar with the area.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
but it doesn't hurt to look at somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody's up there is not all jiving.
Well, let me ask this: if you were curious before the hearing, so you went and you looked at the property, because just to familiarize yourself with it, because you knew it was coming up, and at the public hearing you said, because I was curious, I went and specifically looked at the property, you know, just to familiarize myself with it, and I did notice that this, if you know, you're explaining what you saw, so that everybody at the hearing hears it, then it's at the public hearing. That shouldn't be an issue, right?
Yeah, I think as long as you're above board with it, I still would encourage you not to do those kind of site visits, just because it could potentially raise an appealable issue.
But if you do it, you don't talk to them. But like that gentleman that had that double wide trailer, he came in, had all those seven properties on Route 20, I believe it was. That one from where it was, had the 20 to 80. Building that he got from the golf course?
Yeah.
So I'd go out and heard it then. Okay. And so I was in that area and I hadn't seen that. If you remember that night, the lady couldn't present his case. And just for clarification, I said, well, isn't there a double wide? Oh, yeah. I mean, so what was wrong with that?
Well, again,
I was in the area.
I think, yeah, I think you have to be very judicious about it.
Right.
I think
above board about
if,
it.
I mean, I was. I'm
you know, and above
right.
Board. That's right.
Yeah. No, totally.
I still think it's. I still think it's best, because you're a quasi judicial agency,
mm-hmm.
to base it based on what's presented to you. If you're familiar with an area, you know, then it's hey, and that's where you can elaborate when you're asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm familiar with this area. I've heard your presentation. Here are some concerns I've got. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
And then you ask them. But I'd be cautious about going out there and doing a site visit. I mean, we are different than planning commission. We're different than council in that regard. They have a legislative function there. We're a judicial function.
I remember you telling me this when I first got on the board. I said, how can I not know the county when I was all over the county.
Right.
And you had said, well, you know, use it sparingly and make sure that, you know, I'm familiar with that area.
Yep, I'm familiar with that area.
Yeah.
And you can ask a lot of questions off of that area.
And as I recall.
You know, and it should, you know, then you've put it on the record to, you know, you're familiar.
Council and the commission have some limitations on what they look at and what they state, because we had an issue with one court case that the statement was made similar to this, that I received more letters and postcards in the mail than Santa Claus does at North Pole. That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so if that was said, and it was created a negative image by the judge, and the judge came down on him for saying something of that nature.
Right. You know, I remember 23 years ago when Dale and I started on this board, there was a couple of members, as I recall, that would go, well, I stopped down there and I talked to the neighbors.
Yeah. That's definitely no, but that, right. That's happened before too.
Right.
We had
right.
a commission member that said that several times. That
oh, we did have that.
Knocked on the door and asked, talked to them about what they were going to do. And I was like,
then there was the inspectors that have had would say, it's not hurting. I mean, don't pay no mind. Don't pay no mind to those people. You don't need an adjustment. Just keep your mouth shut. You know. Holy jeez. Can I ask a question, Mr. Mayor?
Yep. You're wrong. Okay.
Yep. Mr. Sharp, could you know, just enlighten me a little bit on the Bethany Tower. Where are we in court, or what's happening with
that? I cannot discuss in public.
No?
The ongoings of ongoing litigation, Mr. Rickard.
Okay, that's where it is in litigation.
I cannot discuss cases okay. with you, and it's not proper for us to discuss any cases which are not on the agenda either.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
I look for an adjournment.
Was that it on issues and concerns of the board member?
Yeah, is there any other concerns of any of the board members? Mr. Mills?
No, I didn't know. Okay.
I had no further.
Okay.
It was more of a general one in case there was something that you all thought of.
In case you missed yep. some of
no.
the others.
Yeah.
No.
And you meet at 6 o'clock.
Well, we've discussed that.
We've discussed that before.
Well,
and,
I don't have a problem with it. Of course, well, I'm not. Yeah, but I'm not no, I don't not, have a job.
Not everybody's retired.
I know. I don't have a job.
But I work in Dover, club to Hartley, and I don't get out of work till 4. Well, I get home. I mean, I can come smelling like the wrong floor. You know what I do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's fine with me. It won't be no secret.
And we realize that we have at least two members that are farmers. And farmers, and we wouldn't want to go splitting hairs and on winter be at 6 and summer being at 7 and just confuse everybody in the world. So,
you know, I don't get on
the firm line on what the time limit is.
I don't get on the 5:15 in time, you know, clean up. It'd be tough. I could do it, I guess, but it'd be tough.
Is there anybody with concerns about the number of applications we bring before the board for public hearings?
No.
I mean, a lot of times it's 10.
And I know that
it's 15. I won't say
and it no. could, yeah, it can be difficult for you all to determine what you know what's going to take a long time, even if it's a cell tower or even if it's a yeah what would otherwise be a controversial case.
But we've had cell towers and billboards, which are usually controversial, that have many problems.
Right, so that's what
really
I mean.
Know.
Yep. So
we've
kind of solved that problem with you know continuing at a later time.
Right now, I don't see it being a problem. Do you, Brent?
What's that?
I said, do you?
But I got one question to ask.
Good.
Here we go.
And Jamie, I guess it's directed at you, Jamie.
Oh, I didn't mean that in any certain way.
I don't understand. I guess when I come on, it was Rick. The five members of the board asked the questions. We get done asking, you ask questions too. Same thing what we ask, or in a roundabout way. I don't understand where that's coming from. And when our meetings, we only got 10 cases. But when we had 15 to 20 cases, we're the same time now, you know, getting out. I don't understand. Rick never did that before. He got a question at me, he would say to Mr. Calloway, said, you know, this is not the right way to do this. You need to do this, something like that. But I don't know. It seems like it's a six-man board now.
instead of a five-man board. I mean, I might be the only one looking at that that way, out of the rest of the board.
May I answer that question?
Yeah.
The commission does it even different than that. The chair calls for questions to be raised by each commission member.
Okay.
And me, now Janelle too, and then Vince, who's the attorney for, and Shane. All nine of us could ask questions.
Okay.
And they do, we do ask questions on occasion, just for extra questions to be raised by.
Cover the bases.
We're here representing you, Jamie's here representing you, basically.
Yeah.
If he comes up with a question and needs clarification about the way you asked it, that's typically why he asked the same question. And it's not the same question typically, but he gets the same answer.
So when he wrote that in the finding of the facts, I did not say that. None of the other boards said that, he said that. So what's that mean? That question didn't come from us, but it came from him.
That'd be a different word.
Okay.
It could be I don't know how detailed the finding of facts could be, but in commission minutes are a little different because we're not quasi-judicial, we're parliamentary or legislative.
Yeah.
And we summarize.
Okay.
Our finding of facts are summarized. They're not what each person said directly. And James could even shorten the summaries and come up with statements that are in general based on what everybody asked.
Okay.
And give you a question. But the way he does the findings, I believe now, we're being more successful in the court.
Than what we were before, said with Rick?
Than we were before. We're having better luck in court than we were in the past.
I don't think we had a medication to Rick, did we, in court?
Oh, well, maybe not, but I haven't looked.
Did it, Dale?
No, I don't think so. I mean, is it a win?
They're all different.
And I appreciate the question, Mr. Workman. Sometimes when I'm writing notes, I try to hear everything, but I don't hear everything.
Okay.
And that's one of it. There's times where I'm hearing things, I'm trying to write things, I'm trying to think of the next question, so I miss some stuff.
Okay.
So that's part of it, probably. Okay. There are some times where they may have answered something, and you may have asked a question, or any of you may have asked a question that opened the door, and I want to pry a little further, because maybe there's something in there that will help support your decision to vote for it or against it. And I just want to get more information so we have it on the record.
I mean, I've never seen that with Rick. Since I've been on that board, I don't think I ever see Rick go down and he would advise Dale that you couldn't do it that way or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, but I've never seen Rick ask questions like that. I've never seen that.
One of the things, again, right after Rick left was also when we had that case change on the standards. So where I might be focusing on the uniqueness standard, the creation standard, because maybe I felt it hasn't been addressed as much. Maybe you're focusing on the character of the neighborhood or the reasonable use standard.
Yeah.
So, you know, I may be hearing things one way and you're hearing it another because we got hit all five of them now.
Yeah. Okay.
Whereas when Rick was here, it was a balance. So it gave it a little more flex on some things.
Okay.
But now we've got it where I've got to make sure all of them are addressed. And sometimes they may give us and it happens a lot. We're all getting an answer on something, and I'll hear something, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. That leads this question here that maybe is a follow-up to it. Or I want to ask about, you know, why isn't this there? Is there a septic system in the backyard, you know?
Yeah.
That's one of the things that does come up to me that I have to, you know, I'm doing a lot up here, so I miss things.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not perfect.
No, none of us are perfect. I'm not saying that any of us up here are perfect either.
Oh, gosh, no. I don't think it's meant that way.
Well, I've just never seen it done that. I guess because it's changing so much, I don't know what it's going to be another 3 years.
Yeah.
Probably just like you say, it won't be any of us up here. It'd be lawyers sitting up here.
I said that.
I hope it's public up here.
I mean, common sense is getting out of it more all the time, seems like.
Well, and I think what Brent's saying is, too, that's just like a couple of meetings ago, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
Bud had asked all the standards, and then you turned around and done it again. There's a lady out there, the audience, I heard her say, they've already asked that once. I mean, she was like a lady just setting up, shooting her when the applicant. And so I think the people out there is looking. I think Brent's saying that is too. We're like, Bud.
I will say this. Play. There's times where I go back and I listen to the record.
Right.
And I don't hear it.
Right. She read up front there. Then all of a sudden, then she comes up front and said, well, you did a good job. And she looked at that. And remember that?
Yeah. I mean, Jamie, I might disagree with you on that. I don't think it's too many times that John, Bud, Jeff, doesn't hit them standards most of the time.
Yeah.
Nine times out of tens,
yeah,
they're hit.
I agree.
You know, it's not very few you ever catch. It's not hit.
Give me a break.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'll be quiet tonight.
But not always. Not always. Amy asked the same question. The other members have been known to ask a similar question also.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I mean, you didn't hear it, so you asked it again. Or you forgot it because the hearing lasted an hour or whatever. Sometimes they're too long. You got to get the question.
Well, I think it all boils down to what Jenny thinks if we're asking too many questions.
Jenny said it'd take too long.
Yeah, it's too long.
See? Look.
See? And Jamie's sitting right beside her, so.
Jamie, thanks for explaining that to me.
Sure.
Yeah, no.
I'd be glad to talk to you more about it, too, if you want.
That's what I'm buying.
No, what questions? You know, that's an interesting question because of the fact that it never was. And, of course, I was the secretary, so I know that the other, or Pete Jones never participated the way you do.
Like I said, there was a time where members would say, I went out and looked at the property.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And talked to the neighbors.
Yeah, right, right. Well, that's true.
Times have changed.
I guess things are
just... Chickens.
I think the biggest hint was that, and Jamie said, the standards changed, and you had to ask the question that if you don't ask it, staff or Jamie will. I want to make sure the record's clear to the board members. You're the ones that vote on it.
It wasn't that the standards changed, but our
court said we had to be more thorough on it.
Right, right, right.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yep. Basically. The standards were the same. They just, you know, made it clear to us that we.
If it gets any clearer, I don't know. You know, we're kidding.
It's amazing the changes, though.
It is.
Well, look at what you're looking at, John. You're looking at an 82-year-old man that says, my God, look at this thing. Keep going. After a while, you know, one case is going to be about that deep, you know.
You're going to be lucky to do five a night if it keeps going.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you signed less paperwork to buy a house than you do a car now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
And you signed one form to buy a car?
Yeah, boom, you're done.
And that officer sitting right there when you sign it, you just take the contract on the car.
Yep.
Somebody got it all covered.
And you didn't drive it home that day. You had to wait a few days.
Well, they'd have to your house before you get there, if you want.
Yeah, right. I remember a day where you could discuss even Mabel and John, what they were doing in, you know, down the street, and that was, you can't discuss that anymore. You wind up in court.
Mm. No, you better not.
Oh.
Different world.
Anyway.
There's planning and zoning commissioner and that's president to know that this is the best show in town on Monday nights, not the same as being on Thursday night. But you just say we get on Thursdays. Best show in town. Council is always best show on Tuesdays.
Must see.
Hey, we're open for adjournment.
So moved.
I would like to make... Motion that we adjourn.
Second?
I got a second.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
All right. All opposed? Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.